Patty, thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for letting us have a word in this situation.
Before we address Pope Francis's issue of that groundbreaking law, give us the mission and give us some background about the Beau Biden Foundation.
So our mission is to continue what Beau Biden did as Attorney General and to make sure that we protect children and confront abuse. Protect children from abuse, whether that is abuse by an adult or abuse by their peers. So we address both child physical and sexual abuse as well as bullying and sexual exploitation and harassment.
Now, the Beau Biden Foundation issued a statement following Pope Francis issuing his groundbreaking law. Thoughts on this new law coming out of the Vatican?
You know, you hate to slap down when somebody believes they are taking an important step in protecting children. So to the extent that it's better than it was, that's great. The fact of the matter is, though, that we have statutes in every state in the U.S. and many nations around the world require the reporting of child abuse. And what really would have been the groundbreaking step is to say, you are subjected to all civil laws regarding the abuse of children, and you will be a mandatory reporter, which means you will make a report to the appropriate authorities. You know, I worry with regard to this statement because they set out a standard of whether a person learns, which, you know, in the legal term would mean knows, is known to the person, or is a well-founded motive to believe, which is not the law here in Delaware. The law in Delaware is whether or not you have a reasonable belief. So we need to make sure that we're not confusing people with what to report. You know, we don't want to make people in the position that are covered by this new ruling by the Pope confused as to what they're supposed to do.
But isn't that exactly what it is doing?
No, I think it's very confusing. If I were in their position, I would now be confused about, A, what I'm supposed to do, and B, what the standard is, because if you have, Delaware law is a reasonable belief, and this is a well-founded motive to believe, I don't know if they're the same. I don't know what that definition is. The other thing is, we are very careful to ask people not to conduct their own investigations for a number of reasons. So we don't want people, A, that are reporters, to run around and start asking questions to conduct their own interviews of victims or perpetrators. That's number one. Number two, this standard also puts in place, you know, investigatory steps within the church, which again, unless these are folks that are trained investigators, that makes me concerned. You know, they don't know what they're doing, and it is not best practice to investigate yourself. And we've seen what happens outside the church. I mean, what happened within the church with their investigations is wholly despicable. But let's look at other organizations that investigated themselves. You know, look at the Sandusky case where they investigated themselves. You know, it doesn't work. Look what happened in Michigan State when they're investigating themselves. It doesn't work. And it encourages people to protect institutions over children. And that's something that is highly concerning. The other thing is, I don't see, and you know, maybe I missed it, but I don't see anything on sanctions for failure to report. So what if you don't report? What happens to you then? You know, Kelly, I went to Mass on Easter Sunday at the Basilica in Washington, D.C. There were 10,000 people at that Mass. It was packed. It was six deep standing, and it holds 10,000 people. So there were more than 10,000 people there. And saying the Mass was Cardinal Wuerl. Cardinal Wuerl, you may remember, was at one point the cardinal in Pittsburgh. And he's also acknowledged that it slipped his mind to report an instance of child abuse. He admitted it.
Hmm.
After he denied he ever knew anything, he then later admitted that he was aware and it slipped his mind. So what message does it send to the 10,000 people in that church that day that someone who knew and failed to report and allegedly had resigned and was being replaced, like I think back in October, is saying Easter Mass at the Basilica?
We're talking to Patty Daly Lewis. She is the executive director of the Beau Biden Foundation. The mission of the Beau Biden Foundation is that child abuse can be prevented through effectively educating adults and children, developing the next generation of child welfare professionals, and also strengthening child protection laws around the country. This new law announced by Pope Francis makes the world's 415,000 Catholic priests, another 660,000 religious sisters mandated reporters. The law does not require them to report to police, as victims have demanded. The Vatican, Patty, has long argued that different legal systems in different countries make universal reporting of the law impossible, and that imposing one could endanger the church in places where Catholics are persecuted minority. Continuing thoughts on this matter?
Well, you know, first of all, you can certainly create a standard that says you follow the law of the jurisdiction you're in, and if that law does not require you to report to authorities, then you need to report up the chain. But we just know what reporting up the chain has done. We have seen it. It has harmed thousands and thousands and thousands of members of this church, of which I am one. And it has made a lot of people leave the church. I can't even tell you, Kelly, how many people say to me, as a child advocate, how can you stay in that church? How do you go to Mass? And my answer is, because when people like me leave, that's a real problem. And so I will stand and fight for the children of the church and the adults that have been harmed. And I will stand and confront the church to do the right thing, to make sure that abuse is, to the extent humanly possible, eradicated. And I'm just not comfortable that with no sanctions and no recognition of civil law in the nations that have them, we're sending the right message. I think it's actually maybe more confusing. Like, does this mean I don't have to comply with state law where there is one? Does this mean that if my state law says it's a reasonable suspicion, I now actually have to learn or have a well-founded motive to believe?
Has the Beau Biden Foundation been getting increased calls since this law was issued by Pope Francis a week ago?
Yeah, we have gotten a number of calls. I will say I've been out on the road talking about the problems of mandatory reporting and getting the right standard in place, making sure there's sanctions for people that fail to report, legitimate sanctions that mean something. And my staff tells me here in the office we've gotten a lot of inquiry about what this standard means, whether it's going to help children. And I know that individuals in other groups that are talking about the church recognizing the harm that's been caused to adults that are now coming forward, which is not unusual. Did the church take a supportive stand, right? So don't be the organization in states that are trying to extend their statute of limitations or eliminate their statute of limitations. Don't be the organization in Pennsylvania that fights it. Don't be the organization in the states that are changing the statutes, the organization that fights it. Be the organization that stands up and accepts responsibility for what has happened and says we will protect our children and we will protect our adults who were abused as children. You know, that's the word that needs to come out of this church, not we fight every single law that might hold us responsible. That's not a healing move. When you're the organization that holds itself up as, you know, the pinnacle of good behavior, to implement practices that are not best practices is very confusing.
The official statement released by the Beau Biden Foundation was, quote, child abuse should always be reported to trained professionals. All organizations should require their staff and volunteers to report suspected abuse to the local child abuse hotline. As we have seen time and time again, the quote goes on to say, when suspected abuse is reported internally to supervisors, organizations are protecting their own reputation rather than protecting the children. That was the official statement released by the Beau Biden Foundation. Final thoughts on this, Patty Daly Lewis?
Yeah, you know, we are sorry that we can't get into these churches and do our Shield of Protection initiative, because we want to step up and work with the churches to protect children, to make sure they understand the laws, to make sure they understand what to report. We do believe that all child abuse allegations, reasonable suspicion, needs to be reported according to the statutes, and it needs to be reported to trained professionals, that we should not have people that are part of an organization conducting an investigation with regard to children within that investigation, within that organization. We know that it's harmful to children for people that are not trained to interview them and investigate the situation. We know it's harmful to investigations when the police do ultimately get involved. To put children through multiple interviews is not best practice and is not what the church should be doing, in our opinion. We want to work with the church to help them meet best practices, to educate their staff on what best practices are, and to implement those best practices to protect children.
One last question. With your organization, the Beau Biden Foundation, are incidents of reporting child abuse going up or down over, let's just say, 3 to 5 years?
Well, we're very grateful that they're going up, and I know that sounds unusual, but the fact of the matter is Delaware now leads this nation by a large percentage on training its citizens, its police officers, its teachers, to protect children, to prevent abuse, to make mandatory reports where required by law. And we know that as a result of our doing this training from the time Beau Biden was Attorney General until we have people out training today, we know this. People are reporting. And so I know for some people, they say, you know, it's getting worse. The problem's getting worse. It's not getting worse. It's actually getting better. When people report and proper investigations can be conducted and children can be protected, then it's getting better. It will go up. It has gone up substantially in Delaware in the last probably 8-10 years. It's quadrupled. But the fact of the matter is that means more kids are protected because people are calling.